This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for July 15th. I'm Paul Plack. The Red Bull Air Race in Budapest has been canceled over what the organization says have been lengthy delays in the permissions process, just a week after Portugal was also dropped from the series. The Commemorative Air Force has been frustrated again in its attempt to fly Fifi, the last remaining flying example of a B-29 Superfortress, by a squabble with the FAA over test flight crew size. The NTSB has 14 recommendations for the FAA regarding crosswinds and how pilots are prepared for them. A group of industry partners in the Pacific Northwest is researching the feasibility of sourcing biofuels within the region, which could be used to fly airliners. A wind farm of 15 to 18 turbines has been proposed near Roanoke Regional Airport in Western Virginia, and its proposed placement has pilots alarmed. Bombardier says it has successfully built the first all-composite manufacturing validation unit for the Learjet 85's pressure fuselage section. The plane will be built in Mexico, with deliveries to start in 2013. The Sikorsky S-38, also known variously as the Flying Zebra or the Flying Yacht, will depart Minneapolis next month for a transatlantic flight to Germany, part of a fundraiser for the charity Wings of Hope. Boeing's Phantom Eye UAV can fly for up to 4 days at 150 knots at 65,000 feet. It's headed for California for testing this summer. The U.S. Defense Department has again told Congress that any more C-17s ordered by lawmakers will simply force existing planes into retirement before their time. And we're in a down economy, but that doesn't mean there are no jobs available. One of the hottest fields going right now is lobbying. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell asks Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters about the rumor that Cirrus is going to China. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.